Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 2 Samuel chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Then David said to Nathan, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan replied, "The Lord has taken away your sin. You are not going to die. But because by doing this you have shown utter contempt for the Lord, the son born to you will die." God comforts us with his pardon. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Do you know that feeling you get in your stomach when you've done something wrong? It feels like a bad stomach ache, but food or a nap don't help. You feel badly and often wish that you could go back and do things differently. How can you fix this and make it better? You are concerned if mom or dad will find out or how they will respond. You don't want them disappointed in you. You also don't want the consequences that will likely follow. You wish it would all just go away. Today's Bible reading begins with a very sad story. Nathan was sent to David by God. Nathan was there to do a hard thing, tell King David that he had sinned terribly. David knew he had done wrong by taking someone else's wife. He tried to cover up his sin, but the guilt was still there. Nathan came to David to stop the cover-up and to tell David the hard truth. David had sinned against God, and the result of David's sin had consequences, including the death of his son. David did wrong. Nathan helped him recognize his terrible mistake. Like you, David may have felt better when he finally admitted his sin. David didn't make excuses or try to pass the blame. He simply said, "I have sinned against the Lord." Nathan immediately reminded him that God had taken care of David's sin, had forgiven David. Can you imagine how David felt? What a relief. God had shown him mercy in that forgiveness. I would imagine that sometimes when you go to mom or dad and tell them when you've done something wrong, they may respond the same way. The first words might be, "I forgive you." This can take us by surprise. They also might take the time to talk through the situation with you. And it's also likely that there will be a consequence to help you learn to avoid that mistake in the future. Regardless, their love for you is still there. It's even more so with God. His forgiveness is yours. The verse above says that God will have mercy and will freely pardon. God isn't indicating that there will be no consequences. God isn't looking for you to do something to make up for your sin. Jesus already did that on the cross. You are forgiven. You are precious in God's eyes. You can pray just as David did in Psalm 51. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." We say thank you for God's forgiveness in prayer. Dear Jesus, it sometimes makes no sense to me that you forgive me freely each and every day. Even though I don't always understand it, thank you. Help me to show your love and forgiveness in all I do, reflecting you to others. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.